You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Women of the Word, How to Study the Bible with Both Our Hearts and Our Minds by Jen Wilkin. This book is read by the author. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition is published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers, Crossway Books and Bibles, based on Women of the Word, copyright 2015 by Jen Wilkin. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To Jeff, who knows me best, you give me courage. Psalm 34:3. Women of the Word, How to Study the Bible with Both Our Hearts and Our Minds by Jen Wilkin. Foreword by Matt Chandler. When the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to believe, it was like being run over by a train. I fell in love with Jesus that night and have yet to get over it. But although my heart was aflame, my mind was empty. I asked hundreds of questions that night and in the following days. In God's gracious providence, He put a man in my life who was willing to teach me early on what the Bible was. This quote from Ed Clowney encapsulates what I learned in those early days. There are great stories in the Bible, but it is possible to know Bible stories yet miss the Bible's story. The Bible has a storyline. It traces an unfolding drama. The story follows the history of Israel, but it does not begin there, nor does it contain what you would expect in a national history. If we forget the storyline, we cut the heart out of the Bible. Sunday school stories are then told as tamer stories of the Sunday comics, where Samson substitutes for Superman. David becomes a Hebrew version of Jack the Giant Killer. No, David is not a brave little boy who isn't afraid of the big bad giant. He is the Lord's anointed. God chose David as a king after His own heart in order to prepare for David's great son, our deliverer and champion. Over the last 20 years, the Holy Spirit has used the scriptures to encourage me, rebuke me, shape my marriage, my parenting, my approach to money, and my outlook in the midst of tragedy, and to repeatedly draw my eyes to the one whom the Bible is about. I find in my heart a passion for people to see and savor the God of the Bible, and a corresponding frustration when I see the hurt, loss, and lack of confidence that accompanies a lack of biblical literacy. That's why I'm glad you're holding this book. Jen Wilkin takes knowing the God of the Bible seriously. She is one of the better Bible teachers I've had the opportunity to hear. Her approach in teaching people how to grow in their knowledge of the Scriptures is accessible and helpful, regardless of whether you've been a Christian for decades and feel like it's too late for you, or you're a young believer who is hungry to know and understand the God of the Bible. Her 5 P's of purpose, perspective, patience, process, and prayer will serve you well in the days, weeks, and months ahead. I am confident that as you learn and practice Jen's study methods, you will be enthralled by both the Bible's stories and its story, and you will be forever changed as you come to know the hero of that story. Christ is All, Matt Chandler, Lead Pastor, The Village Church, President, Acts 29 Church Planting Network. Introduction. A Chinese proverb asks, "How do you move a mountain?" and answers, "One spoonful of dirt at a time." This is a book about moving a mountain. The mountain is my own, though I admit that I overlooked its existence until I was in my 20s. I suspect it may be your mountain as well, but you'll have to decide that for yourself. Unlike Pike's Peak or Kilimanjaro, this mountain does not immediately announce itself to our vision. It takes time to see. Thankfully, unlike a real mountain, this one can be moved. That's a good thing, because there is something unspeakably beautiful to behold on the other side. If there were such a thing as a church pedigree, mine would read, "Mixed Breed." I spent my childhood searching for a church to call home, following one or the other of my parents, who divorced when I was 9, to their current places of worship. I logged significant time in 7 different denominations, during which I went to Sunday schools, vacation Bible schools, youth groups, and retreats. I was sprinkled as an infant and immersed as a teen. I sang hymns from hymnals set to organ music, and I sang praise songs from projection screens set to guitar music. I learned to raise my hands in worship, and I learned to keep them at my sides. I heard sermons read in monotones and sermons shouted with vigor. I learned the cadence of creeds and liturgies, as well as the cadence of tambourines and dancing. I learned to have a quiet time.